Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
For Manly. They're the wrong end of the field here, but they've still got 9 minutes and 40 seconds. They've stacked the short side here on the right. The Croker goes to the open where Jake Trbojevic feeds it on Peter Brooks. Brooks to Tom Trbojevic. It's 3-on-2. Double pump. Lovely. Away to Vega. Vega down the sideline. He's tempted to kick, but he just runs. Plenty of tackles left. Happy to take the tackle. Here they come. Here come Manly. They're 5 in from touch. 25 away. 3 tackles left. Cherry Evans goes to the middle. To Croker. Gets it on to Brooks. Oh, wonderful tackle. Dylan Brown. Ball and all. Brooks forced to play at centre field. As now it's Croker away to a flat-footed Cherry Evans. He doesn't want to hold this because he'll want to kick it on the last. So he throws it out to the left to Waddell. Lovely hit and spin. Got past Moses, but then three more wheels come in and make the tackle. Must get a result here. It comes to the open. Jake Trbojevic, last tackle away to the second. Now comes to Jake Trbojevic. Gets it on to Croker. Now they know. Here's a chip kick. It's not bad, you know, the chip kick. And they absolutely drill Morgan Harper back into the end goal. Well, out of nothing, they've created something. 28-18 Parramatta, but Manly, with the last bullets in their chamber being fired, should get this back depending on this dropout.
Well, Dan, you should have a direct line to Cherry Evans. You said he wants the pass so he gets the kick. Then he goes to dummy half. Right, and then he passed it as a bit of a scrappy ending, but Croker did a fantastic job. A beautiful little chip kick in, a great attacking kick. And here they go.
And they go short. It's a contest. It's Parlour under it. Can he? Oh, uncontested. Parramatta players were knocked over in back play. I think they might have had a case there. But Manly, they get it back. A full set inside the 20. Croker to the open left to Cherry Evans. He goes long to Brooks. Brooks to Tom Trbojevic. Tom Trbojevic now decides to run himself, and it's well read there. That's great defence. Moses and also Nathan, brother Kilmatua Lungi, all over Tom. Short side play. Here it comes down to Waddell. Waddell goes himself. Waddell is over. Corey Waddell is over. That is incredible. No one saw that coming. All the attacking weapons on the open side. Corey Waddell took it himself, ran about 12 metres. It's game back on 28-22.
Well, what about this from Corey Waddell? He's over on the right side. He recognises Parra short on the short side. And late, he just sweeps round and takes advantage. He creates a 2-on-1. Goes all the way by himself. That's bizarre play from the edge back row to sweep to a short side like he did, Gordon. That's brilliant play.
More importantly, how bizarre, you get a reserve come on in a number and muster cord. There's an overriding call there. There's an overriding call. He runs back to the blind and they give him the ball. He runs down the short side with plenty of work to do. Out of all the tries and the skill level we saw, that was just sheer determination.
It was.
He saw an opportunity and took it.
So, well done, Corey Waddell. Well, we got a game.
Just changed his name to Tom Trbojevic. Saw something down the short side, backed himself.
This is a big kick. Seven in from touch, left side, Ruben Garrick to make it a 4-point game. Yes, they're still in the game no matter what happens, but they dearly love this one. 996 career points. This is a big one. He moves in, starts it right. Oh, it curls around. 28-24, this game deserves to go down to the wire, and it will. Brett Reed, NIB.
Well, they've been all over the shop in the second half, man. Their error count's now at 14. They've just made too many mistakes. But I'll tell you what, a stroke of genius from Corey Waddell has got him back in this game. We've got ourselves a grandstand finish, Dan. And I did a bit of research on your Simpsons daredevil. It was Lance Murdoch, Dan. I know it was a while ago. It was Lance Murdoch.
Now, your second task, thank you, Rudy. Why does the eel mascot wear 15? I don't know if you can get us the answer in 6 minutes and 10 seconds.
Oh, absolutely, he can.
In, guys. Make sure. Stay behind.
That's nice work from Rudy. As Gullison kicks deep. Manly. Well, all of a sudden they're emboldened. And they go long. They go down the middle here with Aloy A. 11 out from their own line. Jeez, Parramatta cannot give away a penalty. Oh, Paseka, best run of the day from him. He's gone 11 metres, and he almost drew a penalty, you know. Manly, he's Brooks down the middle, and he almost found a little opening. Well, they've woken up here, Manly. And now, Croker out of dummy half, makes it to the halfway line on tackle number 4. And now he tries to milk it, but the ref not having it. Played and thrown to the right to Jake Trbojevic, and he works it upfield. Five and a half to go, so no panic as Drake takes the tackle. Last comes to Cherry Evans. Up we go. They dearly love Harper to drop this. Garrett putting pressure on. Good take, Harper. And he's going to be swallowed up inside the 10. That's a very disciplined set for Manly, not doing anything stupid. Can they get an error out here?
Oh. That is a great set after points.
Talangi, Blaise Talangi, is wrapped up 11 from his own line. Geez, isn't he getting a lesson in first grade this afternoon? This is a great game. And I think Lane is put down. And now it is Sean Russell chiming in, the winger from his opposite wing, going down and finally playing it. Comes down to Gutherson. That's a good run. This is a good hit back from Parramatta, but they need a big kick here from Moses, and he gets it now on the right side from inside the 40. He goes long. Here's Tom. Catches it on the 10. Crowd nervous. Tom veers to the right. He then almost breaks them open. Oh, great tackle. Blaise Talangi. But Manly with a bit of momentum off that play. Cherry Evans turns it inside now to the winger in Jackson Paolo, and he's met seven short of halfway. Hope you're enjoying it. This is as good as it gets. 28-24 Parramatta, but Manly are coming. A little bobble from Nathan Brown, but he holds it and then turns in the tackle but can't offload. That's three gone. Still just shy of halfway. Left side's where they're going. It comes to Jake Dvojevic. On it goes to Brooks. Double pump. Great tackle, Mitchell Moses. Oh, that was the big play from Brooks. He thought he was going to get through.
We're playing 45 metres out as it comes to the open right. The Croker at first receiver on to Nathan Brown. Catching pass to Cherry Evans. He goes outside Thompson. Oh, there's a construction problem. So Tom goes straight to the ground.
Yeah, but that's a penalty.
Reuben Garrett crashed into a Parramatta defender. But Tom went straight to the ground. Cherry Evans on the last. A hit and hope spiral bomb. It's not bad, but Gullison will eat this up. He takes a 10 out from his own line. There's only 3.5 to go. They're nearly there, Parramatta. As Gutherson, his dacks are exposed as he plays it now. And here's Harper dropped down. Penalty, Manly offside. Manly offside. They're nearly there, Parramatta. They're nearly there, James Graham.
Yeah, that's stupid from Manly. I get the frustration and the want to ramp up in defence, but you know, if you just let that play out, you're still going to get two sets. You're going to get two sets, and now you might get one.
Yeah, Ruben Garrick was 4 metres offside. He gave the ref. I think the ref's given these sides a fair bit of latitude, particularly in the ruck. You had Garrick gave the ref.
But it's been even. It's been equal for both teams.
100%. All right, Parramatta now, 45 away. What's their plan of attack here? 2:35 to go. Will they just tuck it under the arm, or will they go with what they normally do, and that's attack? Bowler. In fact, that might be Offahen Gowie down the middle. And he's going to be wrapped up. It is Offahen Gowie who started the game. Can they finally finish Manly off? Dylan Brown, left foot step. Inside Brown, straightening up. Goes over the 20. Stopped in front of the sticks. Three tackles gone. Can they finish with an exclamation mark, the Eels? Lussick for the right. Away now. It goes catch and pass from the... Lock forward, Hopgood finds Campbell Gillard, but he stopped. Now Hopgood gets it on the next play, and he underarms a pass back to Lussick. Gives it now, Campbell Gillard throws to his right to Madison. Madison's going to be taken, and he's only five away. Last play. Here comes Lussick, goes himself. He almost gets there. It's a deliberate play because it'll be a changeover, and Manly have to go 100 metres.
No seven tackle set, right on the try line.
So Manly now, what have you got? What have you got? A minute 38 to go. This would be the great escape. And Faiga is knocked over on tackle one, one out from his own line. Good run from Kohler.
That's a great carry.
But they're still 10 out from their own line. It just gives them some breathing space, though. Play to Croker. Throws out wide to Brown. Brown to Cherry Evans. Delays the pass. On to Tom. Tom to Garrett. Garrett down the right side. But again, the defenders are there. Three of them to meet the Manly centre. 22 short of halfway. Oh, geez, I tell you, Garrick. They didn't allow him to get up quickly enough, but Kolakiwatu just goes down the right edge on play four. Two tackles left, minute on the clock. Jake Dvojevic out to Brooks. Brooks dummies inside, throws outside. Here comes the centre, and Kohler almost burst through. Well done, Sean Russell, and also Will Penasini. This is it, 40 metres out. Brooks puts it up high. Tom trying to come through. Gutherson comes forward. Tom takes it, drops it. Game over. Parramatta will win. What a finish.
finish. What a game. And the Eels are going to be victorious in a game that deserves a standing ovation from every fan at this ground. Hello. We've got Aloye and Campbell Gillard getting into it.
Yeah, well, he went over the top. You saw Gutherson just get out of dummy half. And Aloye trying to clean him up. As you do, you want him to spill the ball. You play until the 80th minute.
There's 17 seconds to go here.
And you want your big front rower to come in.
So looking here at a Harvey Norman replay, just a shove from Aloye. I don't think that's sin bit worthy. The crowd thinks so. And Campbell Gillard, I think, reminding him what the score is. And then a little, about three or four little shoves in the face there from Aloye. So a little bit of grubbiness, but I don't think we'll see anything too dramatic out of this.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting. A little shoulder charge there from Aloye.
Yeah.
That might be a little problem. That's what woke these Parramatta players up.
Anything more?
What a game. Oh, hang on. Bunker's getting involved. Peter Goff's got his hand to his ear like he's in Mission Impossible. And now, are we going to see some
action? Frank Farmer, the bodyguard.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Kevin Costner's Frank Farmer.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
never damn. Seen it. Never
you disappoint
it.
Me.
Never seen. I love Kevin Costner. I've never seen it.
Okay, so can I tell you? With the head, and then sin bin for the
there's going to be a sin bin.
Rachel Merrill.
Sin bin.
That's his name, Frank Farmer. That's a terrible name.
I know. You got to see. He plays the part.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah.
So. Aloye is about to get, I think, his marching orders for 10 minutes.
First part, you lead with the head and make contact, so that's on report. And then we get striking with the big push out. That's what you go in the bin for.
Well, I don't know if that's worth 10, but that'll give the crowd...
Well, it was a shoulder charge, right? It was, but it doesn't... Just let them walk off, right?
So, Aloye now... offering some words of encouragement to the Parramatta opponents.
And just give Gutho 10 for laying down.
I never understand sledging, Gordy, when you're going to lose the game. That's the one part of sledging I never understood. Because they can always say, yeah, look at the scoreboard, and Aloye comes off. So 13 on 12 this will finish. 17 seconds to go. Parramatta just reminding themselves, hey, the steel is on here. Just tuck it under the arm. Tuck it under both arms. And hold it close to your chest. Parramatta get a penalty here, by the way. And that'll take some time off the clock. In fact, by the time they put it in the touch, there's probably no time for a play.
You want to make touch, Gus? Oh, no, he's kicking
it. That's Lussick.
Wow.
And he just boots it into touch with 7 seconds to go. And Parramatta here. They're not even going to need a Kenny Edwards cramp to run the clock down here. The clock goes. Pennicini taps it, kicks it out on the full into the crowd. And the crowd celebrates. And well, they should. This has been a great win. They were down 14-0, Parramatta. And they have come back to beat Manly in an absolute corker of a Sunday match of the day. 28-24. Wow. Now we have just 2 undefeated teams and we're only in round 3.
Well,
Parramatta 2-1, Manly 2-1. When do these two play again?
I don't know, but that had more twists and turns than the biggest roller coaster in the world. Yeah. That was ooh, unbelievable to come here and to have that, to have the big boys stand up, the fast guys play fast, the smart guys played smart. It had everything. That's probably nearly the best game of the year.
Yeah, that was all quality. And Manly,
both turned up.
Manly were beating the clock when they were 14-0.
They were beating them up.
They were all over them. Parramatta didn't have a hope.
Beating them up, incredible. Beating the clock, beating everything.
Incredible.
So I think Rudy's going to get us one interview. We have to get out of here nice and quickly because Dobbo and the team is getting ready for the game, which should be a great game as well. Newcastle desperate against the Melbourne Storm. But right now, Mitch Moses with you, Brent Reed.
Mitch, not the greatest start, but he showed a bit of character to come back and win that, yeah?
Yeah, it was a tough win. Not the greatest start, probably our worst start we've ever had, to be honest. And we knew if we got in a grind with them, and we were giving them too many easy possessions early in the game, and we knew if we went in the grind and figured out their shifts, then we'd be all right.
Daly, what up?
What do you think it says about you guys this year that you're able to come back from that start? Does that, have you added another dimension to your game? Is there a bit more resilience this year?
It's another way to win. We've learned another way to win. And I think round one, we probably lose that game as well. After how much ball we had and stayed calm and come over the win, then there, we probably lose by 50 in the past, to be honest. And we just showed a lot of character against an outstanding Manly team. They've been on fire. They've probably been the informed team in the comp. And to do that against them, it's a big win.
What about you, mate? You looked a bit croppy at times. How you feeling?
Pardon?
How are you feeling with the groin?
I don't know. Yeah, no, groin's fine. Everything else. can't catch a break at the moment, but get through the game.
Cool. Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Rick.
Well done. Well done, Rudy. Nice job by you. As Triple M rocks the footy for Ream Hot Water and for Maccas, let's go straight into the employment hero, Triple MVP, from hired to retired. Employment Heroes HR, recruitment and payroll software handles it all. It's employment solved. Search Employment Hero today. Jimmy Graham, I think, do you do anything, Gordy? You don't do the ads and you don't do the man of the match. I mean, I know you deserve preferential treatment, but this is absurd.
Dan, I just watched the game. Yeah, actually, I'm...
Gobbo
ruined it for me, mate. You know, he got me in a bad mood when he picked on my friend James Graham all day.
All right. Jimmy, fire away.
Yeah, tough one to single out three players from this game. I thought 1 point goes to Ruben Garrick. He was fantastic to begin this game for the Manly Seagulls and a big reason why they were off to a fast start. Junior Baller gets 2 points. He came on and really changed the way the game was going. I don't think that was any coincidence. But 3 points go to Mitchell Moses.
Really?
You know, he's speaking about everything that was hurting. His kicking game at crucial points in the game was fantastic. He scored a try, and he had 3 try assists as well. So, you know, he's complaining. He's mentioning the fact that his body's pretty sore. He's got this ongoing groin issue. He stood up for Parramatta tonight. I thought he played really well and some huge kicks in big, big moments.
I'm just seeing here on social media, there is a lot of conjecture about that no try against Manly. The obstruction where Tom Trbojevic tore up the middle. Just to repeat, you're comfortable with the decision that pulled that back, Jimmy and Gordy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jake Trbojevic got
stopped
played
in the line.
He stopped in the line.
And, yeah. Stopped in the line.
And he stops Moretti from closing the gap. Taulagi went out,
yep.
And no, Moretti couldn't fill the space.
Now, Moretti is no way in the world going to make the tackle, but the way it's ruled, Gordy, denied the chance.
Denied the opportunity, took away his eye line on who's coming back in. So the ball's going out, then all of a sudden you lose your eyesight and he comes back into the hole where you're supposed to be going. Did he milk it? Yes, yeah. But did Jake not run through the line? Players know that now. Yeah. I think the attacking players know that.
You've got to be comfortable
soft,
with that.
As soft as the penalty is,
some games,
I think it's the right one.
Some games are hard, Yakka. Some you are just very thankful you get to do what you do for a living. Because that was sensational. We'll hand it over to Dobbo. And who's on that call? Mitchell Pearce.
Mitchell Pearce makes his debut.
I think he's going to be great. We had Todd Carney debut a couple of weeks ago. He was fantastic. I reckon Mitch is going to be a star, and he's got Josh Reynolds, who we love as well. He was very good on Matty John's show the other night. Triple M rocking the footy. Parramatta winners over Manly, 28 points to 24. Highlights for Minor 10 Trade.
Book an appointment with an audiology professional at specsavers.com.au/hearing. T's and C's apply. The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Terry Evans away to Trbojevic, getting it on now to Garrick, goes down the sideline, he's in the clear, he's burned off Harper, puts the kick in, the race is on, Manly bodies everywhere, Tom Trbojevic, an incredible, incredible, incredible Manly try! Side to side, lead to the field, 2 massive shots, followed up by an irresistible attacking raid.
Full-time highlights for Mitre 10. Download the Mitre 10 trade app for a trade discount. T's and C's apply.
Here we go. Sunday match of the day begins. Big shot. Aloye launching at him. Was Cartwright. Both bodies went flying. Terry Evans away to Trbojevic. Getting it on now to Garrick. Goes down the sideline. He's in the clear. He's burned off Harper. Puts the kick in. The race is on. Manly bodies everywhere. Top Trbojevic. An incredible. Incredible! Incredible, Manly to the right to Cherry Evans. He delays the pass, gives it to Brooks. On it goes, try time. Jackson Paulor. They are killing Parramatta's left. Last tackle. It's Brown dummy half to Moses. Chip kick, dinking it up. Gutherson comes through. Oh, it's taken by a teammate. That's a try. Pennacini has poached one. And Parramatta get a try. Can Parramatta get two in a row here? Comes down to half. Good away to Paulor. He fashions a pass to Moses who scores. Parramatta's back. Oh, we got something very, very good on this afternoon. Dylan Brown, he gets it on to Moses. Magnificent pass! The kid has scored on debut! Blaise Talagi crashes his way over. That's a great play for Parramatta. And they've come from 14 down to take the lead. Manly might have the last say in this first half. Away to Brown, round to Cherry Evans, shovels it to Tom. They've raced it again. Comes to Garrick. Garrick will go himself and score. What a finish to the first half. Looking for the first points of this second half. It's played under the black dot as Lussick now sprints left, gives it to Brown, who throws the floating pass. That's gorgeous, and it's a try. It's Morgan Harper. Dylan Brown has fooled the ball.
Mitchell Moses, that's a peach of a ball, isn't it? That is a pass.
Lussick to the right to Moses. Beautiful pass to Olungi. It's a try. It's a try. They couldn't hang on any longer. And Parramatta score. That's a delightful ball from Mitch Moses. Koseka, the Brooks running sideways. Inside the top to Boyovic, and he's away. Into the backfield. Oh. Gets a beautiful around the corner pass. What a try!
It's the second drop play. There may be an obstruction to check.
He puts his
Luka
hand
Moretti
on the back.
Luka Moretti has now denied the chance to push forward.
On.
Tom Trbojevic takes that space.
Well, that's unlucky for Manly. Short side play. Here it comes down to Waddell. Waddell goes himself. Waddell is over. Corey Waddell is over. That is incredible. No one saw that coming. And the crowd celebrates. And well, they should. This has been a great win. They were down 14-0, Parramatta. And they have come back to beat Manly in an absolute corker of a Sunday match of the day. 28-24.
For McDonald's and Remod Water. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M footy lives on Listener. Catch all our games, interviews, replays, and more. That's LISTNR.
Triple M footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.